Yeah. Anything now? Am I even showing up on the board? I love you, electronics. Just want you to know that. Now. There we are. So he's got to turn me up more. So that's a huge distraction, right? So we're going to start taking care of that so we ain't got to do this every single time. Amen. Amen. We'll get better at this because I don't like doing that because then your flow is messed up because now you got to play with stuff. Amen. It's all right though. We're getting it. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name, and we thank you for your word this morning. I thank you, Father God, that it will come forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside force. And I thank you, Father God, not my will this morning, but what you would have for not only this congregation, but also for myself, Father God. I thank you that our life will be changed from this word this morning. And we won't just take it lightly and we won't say, well, we've heard that or we've read that. But I thank you, Father God, we'll look at it like we've never seen it before. Just like we read the word of God every single day and we still look at it like we've never read that passage or that word before, because now we're allowing you to teach us more. We're not just saying, well, I know that. Amen. Amen. We don't have the attitude of, well, I've read that, so I know that. But I thank you, we come with the attitude of, teach us, Father. Teach us, Holy Ghost. You are the teacher, and so we just lean upon you. We ask you to unveil and reveal truths to us this morning from your word. And everybody that agreed said, amen. 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 Well, we're going to talk about prosperity. Amen. It's one of my favorite subjects. It really is. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, the reason I talk about it quite a bit, but here lately we haven't said nothing about it, but that's just what I'm called to.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. And so I can't help but talk about it.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. What did we call it this morning? Yeah, don't participate in famine. Amen. Don't participate in famine. Amen. Hey, Starla, will you stand up, please? You. Yes. Stand up, please. Thank you. What's your business called? What is it?
Sweets by Starla.
Sweets by Starla. I'm going to tell you right now, if you need anything, cakes, cupcakes, I'm telling you right now, Facebook, she's got it. Thank you. You can sit down, but she's got it. I'm telling you, she made a birthday cake for our middle child and made a, almost said a rabbit, ain't a rabbit, it's a frog.
Amen.
I was like, that looks just like a frog.
Yeah.
What in the world? So she's very talented and great at making cakes and all kind of sweets. So they are delicious. Oh, man, I got to fight myself off from ordering things, but if you're wanting any, I'd suggest you go there. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read this to you. Abraham obeyed and moved.
Yes.
Isaac obeyed and sowed.
Yeah.
And Joseph obeyed using the wisdom of God and prepared.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody has the opportunity to fail. What are we doing in that opportunity?
Amen.
Turn over to Romans 14, please. You can pull it up in the King James. That's fine. Romans 8:14. Amen. Romans 8:14. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
Amen. It says, for as many as are what?
Led.
Amen. For as many as are what?
Led.
Led where?
By the Spirit of God.
By the Spirit of God, they are what?
The sons of God.
What do you mean led? I'm talking about the inward witness on the inside of you. You just know.
Amen.
You just know. I should have did that. You ever left the house or did something and went, I knew I should have grabbed that before I left.
Yeah.
See, that's that inward voice on the inside of you letting you know to grab something or to do something before you leave the house or before you do anything. He's trying to let you know because, look, either you're going to need that or you need to go ahead and take this step in this direction
yeah.
to prepare us ahead of time.
Yeah.
to get us ready for whatever is in front of us. That way we don't have to walk around like everybody else in the dark just going, well, whatever will be, will what?
Be.
That's a lot of people's sayings. Or it is what it is. The same thing. A lot of people live off that statement. Well, if you're led by the Spirit of God, you shouldn't be whatever will be, or it is what it is. I should have heard a way better amen than that. I'm telling you, I love talking about this because it gets me fired up.
Yes, sir.
Amen, it does. Just what I'm called to do, a part of it, not the whole thing. But as many as are led by the Spirit of God, what are they?
The sons of God.
The sons of God. God's led us. He'll never lead us into lack. Because God doesn't understand lack. He can't comprehend lack because he lives in overflow. And if I'm a child of God, then I shouldn't ever dwell in lack or try to understand lack.
Amen.
Amen. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are what?
The sons of God.
Well, I don't know how to listen. Well, like I said, sometimes you just, after you do something or something, you just go, I knew I shouldn't have did that. That's the Spirit of God on the inside of you trying to let you know. So just start paying attention to that.
Yes.
Just tune yourself into that a little bit more and he'll lead you every which way you need to go.
Yes.
Amen. One way I started kind of teaching myself, I was like, I want to get more tuned to this. And so I was in Oklahoma, so I'd go to ponds by myself. And I just open my tackle box and I say, all right, which lure do I need to use? Well, Ricky, you're crazy. Well, it worked.
Yes, sir.
It helped me.
Yeah.
It helped me to listen a lot better than what I was paying attention to. And so I'd start fishing and he'd just grab that lure. So I'd grab one and I'd start fishing. It might not get a bite the first time or the second cast, but the third or fourth cast, or sometimes the first, I'd catch a fish. And then all of a sudden I just start catching fish. And then all of a sudden they just stop biting. I go, okay. So I go back over my tackle box. I'd say, all right, God, our Holy Ghost, what lure do I need to grab now? And I'd grab that one, and it might not be the first one, or it might be. And I just start catching them again.
Yes.
Teaching myself how to pay attention to the to the inward witness on the inside of me. Because that's so vital to believers, and we don't understand that. Because believers became so accustomed to living like everybody else is in the world that they don't even pay attention to the inward voice. They think that they have to go through life like everybody else, not even understanding we're from another kingdom.
Yes.
We have a whole nother, God has a whole nother life laid out for us so we don't have to live like everybody else.
Yes.
And so we can either participate in it or not.
Yes,
it's all our choices. Everybody's choice.
Yes,
I can't make that choice for you, just like you can't make that choice for me.
Amen.
I have to make it. Amen. Y'all still glad you came this morning?
Yes.
Amen. Go over to 2 Timothy 3:1, please, in the King James again. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
Good Lord, y'all are faster than me.
Amen.
That doesn't happen too often. Be glad. No, I'm joking. 2 Timothy 3:1, it says, this know also that in the when?
Last days.
Perilous times shall what?
Come.
Perilous times shall what?
Come.
Are we in the last days? I believe we are, because have you not paid attention to anything? Amen. And I really don't watch the news, because I just don't care about it, to be honest with you. I mean, if I need to know something, the Holy Ghost will let me know.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel about it. You do what you think you need to do. Amen. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall what? I will tell you this, if you're not feeding on the Word of God and you pay attention to the news, that's why a lot of people still operate like the world operates.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Because they stop listening to that inward witness, because now fear is taking over.
Yes.
And so now they're going out buying loads of toilet paper,
yeah,
loads of food. Well, there's a drought. There's a famine right now. How are we going to get through with the gas prices? It's because we paid so much attention to the world's ways. Now, the Holy Ghost is trying to help us get along, but we paid so much attention to the world that we're engulfed with it. Now fear is just dominating our life.
Yeah.
And we just gripe and complain about everything, talking about, I don't know what we're going to do now.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, amen. Hallelujah. The perilous in the Greek means difficult, dark, dangerous, fierce, hard to take, and troublesome. Yeah. Amen. Will you pull that up in the classic, please, Amplified? Excuse me. Sorry, I tried to cover it. But understand this, that in the last days will come, set in, perilous times of what?
Great stress and trouble.
Hard to deal with and hard to what?
Bear.
Amen. Amen. And we see that and we go, oh man, here we go. But you know, we're of another kingdom. I know we have to live and operate in the world, but we ain't got to live and operate like everybody else does in the world. Amen. Because we have the greater one on the inside of us. We have the inward witness on the inside of us, leading us to things that'll help us out throughout our life every single day.
Amen.
And I believe we're in those times right now. Amen. I'm going to ask three questions. You can think about them. Are you a faithful tither? And that's Malachi. You can read it 3, 8, and 10. 8 through 10. Are you a generous sower? That's 2 Corinthians 9, 8. And then you can look that one up in the Amplified. Do you have a covenant of prosperity with God? That's Deuteronomy 8, 18.
Yes.
Then you are exempt from supply chain disruptions,
yes.
Yes,
severe shortage and extreme scarcity,
yes,
inflation and economic downturns.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. See, those are things that we need to be excited about.
Yes, sir.
They really are. Because if I'm a faithful tither, I'm a sower, and if I believe I do have a covenant with God Almighty, then whatever's going on should not affect me, my emotions at all. Me or my emotions. How does it affect your emotions? Well, you get to paying attention to all that stuff, and you'll just look like somebody just stole your best dog. Just look sad every day. Because somebody that lives in overflow, you think they look sad every day?
No. No.
Somebody that believes they live in overflow, you think they look sad every day?
No.
See, a lot of times we believe so much in the system.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And that's why people are sad looking or upset looking or I don't know what we're going to do now looking.
Right.
Amen. Y'all understand, I've said it thousands of times here, but you know, whenever me and Chelsea first got married, I made $12,000 or $13,000 in the first year we were married.
Right, amen.
That's $12,000 or $13,000. That's it in 1 year.
Yeah.
And so we lived on food stamps.
Yeah.
We used them, but we came to a place we didn't stay there.
Amen.
By no means. Well, what'd you do different? Well, I actually got into the Word of God and started finding out what part of the covenant I belong to.
Right.
Finding out I do have a covenant with God. Amen.
Amen.
Finding out that I don't have to live in lack.
Right. Amen.
And so we just started exercising that in our lives daily.
Amen.
So we started becoming better sowers.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We started being... Well, we was already tithers, but we began the sowing and then finding out that we had a covenant with God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You know what rich means? If you look up the definition, it just means a full supply. You know, it doesn't talk about, well, you'll just have money.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Amen. Rich means a full supply. A full supply of what? Whatever you need. Physically, spiritually, and financially. A full supply. That's what rich means. Amen. Romans 8:2 talks about, it's 10:50. I shouldn't have said that. It's all right. We'll get through it. Can't believe the time. I'm going to read this one to you. Romans 8:2. Oh, you got it up. I'm just going to read it from the King James. It says, For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us free from the law of sin and death. Free in the Greek, it means to liberate, deliver, to be exempt.
Yes.
To liberate, deliver, to be exempt. That's what free in the Greek means. Exempt means free from obligation, liability, or requirement normally imposed on others.
Amen.
Amen. Exempt means free from obligation, liability, or requirement normally imposed on others. Galatians 3:13 talks about that we are redeemed from what? The curse of the law, right? And if you read over in Deuteronomy, you can find out what the curse is. Amen. Since we're redeemed from the curse, we don't have to participate in famine, shortage, or lack. The conditions may be difficult around us, but we get different results.
Amen.
That's just who we are, right? In tough economic times, we don't fail, we flourish.
Amen.
I'm going to hit some of these pretty fast. All right. Psalms 37, 18 and 19. You got the EZV? Don't go over to the NLT. That's fine. I'll just read the ESV to you. It says, I'll get the word out. Hang on. I don't think that's the right word. I think it's they. They are not put to shame in evil times. In the days of famine, they have abundance.
Amen.
Amen. You got the NLT? NLT of Psalms 38:18-19. NLT, day by day, the Lord takes care of the innocent, and they will receive what?
An inheritance.
That lasts forever. Amen. Next. They will not be disgraced in hard times. They will not be disgraced when?
In hard times.
See, we do not have to participate in the same things that the world's participating in.
Amen.
We do not have to. It's a choice on our part if we do.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. We will not be disgraced in hard times. We do not have to participate in hard times like everybody else does. It is a choice on our part if we do.
Yes.
Even in where?
Amen.
They will have what?
More than enough.
Even in what?
Amen.
What will they have?
More than enough.
More than enough. That's not a little bit. That's more than enough. That's the blessing of God on us, right? Because once we have more than enough, then just like that song, it said, all will see. How to say it again?
Oh, we'll see
how great is our God. Yeah. How? Because whenever we're in overflow, we're not in, participating in everything else everybody else in. And then people are like, man, how are you doing so well? Look, it's just the blessing of God's on my life. I understand there's a famine. I chose not to participate in it.
Yeah.
Well, what do you mean? You know, you could try to explain it to them, but just tell them, you know, it's the blessing of God.
Yeah.
It's the blessing of God on my life. I don't know how else to tell you. It's the blessing of God. It's not that I'm special.
Amen.
It's the blessing of God on my life. Any of us can participate in it. Any of us can participate in it. It's a choice on every individual. Well, why are they getting blessed all the time? I don't know. Hang out with them and see what they're doing different than you are.
Amen.
That's the only thing I know to tell you. I do know that it's the word of God that's changing them.
Yes, sir.
And they're probably just a little hungrier and going for more than the rest of us. I got a little tired of people being blessed more than me. I came to that point in my life. Because y'all remember when I was driving that one truck, it looked like, some of y'all might remember from the South, if you ever go down there or whatever, they had a fog machine on the back of a truck that would drive around town to kill all the mosquitoes.
Right.
And so it just shoot this big old cloud of smoke out the back of the truck.
Right.
It had a huge machine and they just drive around town killing all the mosquitoes. Well, my truck looked like that naturally. I'd stop at a stop sign and wish to God a gust of wind would come to clear the smoke so I could see if there's any other cars around. So I've lived on that side. I'm going to tell you right now, this side is better. I'm not just talking to you about something that I've heard about.
Amen.
I've lived over there on that side. And I got tired of other people being blessed and me just staying where I was. It was Ricky's choice.
Yeah. Amen.
And so I said, you know what, Ricky, you're going to do different fleshes. Like, I don't feel like it. Good for you. I could care less. Because I'm not going to live like this for the rest of my life. I'm not going to live like some people. You know, some people, we heard of this minister or this person that retired, and all that he was getting from Social Security or from his retirement was $39 a month.
Wow.
That was it.
Yep.
That was it. That ain't nothing.
Right.
Yeah. Come on.
And thank God, if I'm a blessing and I hear about something like that, I'm able to help people like that.
Amen.
I ain't going around bringing in the news people talking about, look what I'm doing. Hey, everybody, pay attention to me.
Yeah.
Because now you're getting the focus off of God and you want it on you.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, that fame ain't going to be there forever.
No.
That overflow will dry up because now you're thinking you're a supply.
Yeah.
You know, once you start doing stuff to people, helping them out, that's why I don't try to, if God tells me to do something, I try to get somebody else to give it to them or just write their name on it and set it where they're sitting or something. You don't know why? Because if they get to looking at me like I'm their supply, I've messed them up. You got to make sure their eyes stay on God, not you. Amen. And I'd definitely pay attention to that. Amen. We can't get people to get to looking at us like we're going to help them out every time.
Amen.
They need to look to God. I'm not their supply. God is.
Amen.
Amen. They will not be disgraced in hard times. Even, I love that. They will not be disgraced in hard times. What does that mean? That means, hey, your electric bill is about a month due. We're going to need you to come over here.
Yeah.
Or we're going to have to shut this off.
Yeah.
Or we ain't got, you know, you're like, well, we ain't got money for groceries. We're going to have to figure something out.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Because I'm telling you, I've been there.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But no more. Hallelujah.
Yes.
They will not be disgraced in hard times. Even in famine, they will have what?
More than enough.
More than enough. What does more than enough look like? Overflow. Able to be a blessing to others. That's exactly what more than enough looks like. Amen. Being more than enough. Being a blessing to others. Amen. And I'm not talking about, you know, shoes that you've been wearing for a year and now you're wanting to sew them. Don't get me wrong. If that's all you got, and God lays it on your heart to sow them, sow them.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But we should always sow what's our best,
yes,
not our trash.
Yes.
Because why would God honor something that's trash if you think it's trash? God never does anything halfway. He always does the what?
The best.
So whenever he asks us to do things, don't you think it'd be our best? Y'all remember Layla, whenever she wanted a guinea pig, all she had was this little stuffed white lion. Loved that thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't the best thing in the world. Obviously, as you, she was still a kid, so it had marks and things on it and beat up, right? But that's all she had at the time.
Yeah.
So to her, that was the best. See, the best to you might not be the best from me. So you got to be led what's best for you.
Yes.
Amen. And if you know good and well, God says, hey, sow this. And then you go get another pair that's not the best. That's not for me to judge.
Right.
That's not for me to say. That's between you and God. Because
yes.
God asked you to do it, not me.
Yeah.
And so whenever God asked me to do that, I always, number one, I always act quickly.
Yes, sir.
I always act quickly. If he asked me to do something, I'm getting it done right then. Why? Because I know how the... pull up Luke 6:38, please. That way we can get our eyes on it. King James is fine. I'm not going to rush this morning. That all right with y'all?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Luke 6:38. It says, give and what?
It shall be given unto you.
Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give it in your bosom with the same what?
Measure.
That you meet with all, it shall be what?
Measure.
So if God asks me to do something and I wait a month to sow it, how do you think I'm going to receive a harvest?
Yeah.
It has to be. It has to be at least a month or however long I took, because his word does not return void to him. So if I drag my feet on doing what God asked me, wherever my harvest is coming from, they're going to have to drag their feet. I should have heard a way better amen than that. Amen. And so that's why I said I act quickly. Whenever God asks me to do something, I do it quickly. Amen. And sowing, like I said, you know, sowing, something, it might be a little used or whatever to you, but it's the best to you. Sow it.
Amen.
Amen. We should always sow the best, not the our trash, not what we're about to just give away to Goodwill.
Come on. Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, sir. Amen. I think it's good too. Me and the Holy Ghost, because I don't know what I'm talking about this for, but obviously there's a reason. Amen. So we got to make sure that we're doing what God asked us to do, right? We're sowing where God asked us to sow and how God asked us to sow. Like I've told you, honestly, like I've had some suits before that were gave to me. Because whenever I first moved here, I think I only had two or three suits, maybe. And I think they might have fitted. I don't know. Right? So I was pretty much wearing the same thing all the time. And then my dad actually sewed some suits into my life. And God laid it on my heart to sew them. And so I was able to sew them. But I know they were used, but they were the best to me because that was all I had.
Yeah.
I didn't have any brand new suits.
Yes, sir. Amen.
To me, those were brand new. But I was still able to sow them. And I truly believe they were the best for me. That's why I did it.
Yes.
Amen. So the best, everybody's definition of the best is different.
Right.
All right. So we all got to be led individual. But say the best is not my trash, though.
Yeah.
Amen. All right. Everybody else want to say it? The best is not my trash. Amen. So if God asks me to do something, I always look for the best. The best. What's the best thing I can sow? What do I have that looks the best? What do I have that I can sow that is the best, that doesn't have any marks or anything on them? I bought something and God laid it on my heart to sow it. And so I ain't even got to do nothing with it. Just got it that day.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it just laid on my heart, hey, sold this to that person. And I'll be like, what in the world? I just paid $700 for this thing, and now you just want me to. And then we say, give it away.
Right, amen.
You give it away, then that's exactly what you're doing, giving it away.
Right.
But if you're sowing it, then you'll get a return on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Moving on. Amen. Where are we at? Oh, thank you. Psalms, yeah, Psalms 37. You can pull up the King James, Psalms 37, 18 and 19. Okay. Thank you. Are y'all hot at all?
No.
See, look, I want y'all to know I turned up the AC for y'all. I hope y'all are happy. I'm up here sweating. Oh, man. I knew y'all was going. I came in. I was like, son, it feels so good in here. And I was like, people are going to be freezing. Because I know right away, if I feel good, oh, man. Y'all going to be over it like this. I already knew it. So I tried to turn it up to help y'all pay attention, because it's hard to pay attention when you're like, ah. Amen. Look, y'all got me talking about other stuff. All right, back to this. Where are we at? King James. All right, in the message, it says, in hard times, you can keep the King James up there, it's fine. In the message, it says, in hard times, they'll hold their heads high. In hard times, How does somebody hold their head high in hard times? Because they know the outcome. They know the outcome. In hard times, they'll hold their heads high. When shelves are bare, interesting, ain't it? When shelves are bare, they'll be full. That's so interesting to me, because shelves, they do talk about, we're going into a depression or whatever, ain't they right now? Or a famine or whatever? Are they talking about that, or did I just think that up?
Recession.
A recession. Thank you. And so, I mean, there are some things that are being bared, but I loved how it said it. It said in hard times, they'll hold their heads high when shelves are bare. I was like, hallelujah. That means somebody can look right at lack and go, hallelujah. Thank God I have a supply and ain't got to rely on this system.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Because whenever you're able to look at lack or look at famine and just be able to go, hallelujah.
Yep.
Thank God.
Amen.
I have a supply. Yep. And be able to just walk down each aisle and smile.
Yeah.
And not get mad and go, look at this. All this stuff's gone.
Amen.
Yeah, do you? I don't think we really believe in what our supply is at that point. Because now we're looking at things with our natural eyes going off of our senses. And our senses are saying, you're about to starve.
Yeah.
Look at this lack. This lack is a part of you now. And then once we start going, oh, man, there's just no food anywhere. I don't know what we're going to eat.
Yep.
Just creating my future with the words that fear has been able to create in my life.
Yep.
Amen.
And that quick amount of time.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Just from our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Our eyes telling us.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all all right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be what?
Forever.
Next, please. They shall not be ashamed in evil time, and in the days of what?
Amen.
They shall be what?
Satisfied.
Amen. I wrote down the word satisfied. Excuse me, sorry. It says in the Hebrews, it means to fill to satisfaction, to have in excess.
Amen.
Amen. To fill to satisfaction and to have in excess. Amen. Y'all remember whenever the toilet paper thing hit? Y'all remember that, obviously. And then everybody just went what? Buck wild. I'm talking about fighting over toilet paper. It was just amazing, right? And then right after that, it was the food, correct?
Yes.
You know, I allowed that to speak to me. And then I moved off of it because I tried to play it off of the wisdom. Well, I'm just being wise. Be careful of that.
Come on. Come on.
So I said, you know what? All these people are acting crazy, buying up all the food. I should probably go get some before they all take it all. You know, I'm just being smart. You know, I'm just using the wisdom of God. Was I?
No.
What was I controlled by?
Fear.
Fear that I wouldn't have anything. Fear that there's not going to be anything else for me and the family. So I better go do something now. Well, you're just being smart. No, I ain't. Because I can look at a bare shelf and still praise God and hold my head high. Because famine should not move me. Bare shelves should not move me. Because how many other ways can I get food? There's so many different ways we can get food in the world. So many. We just get lazy and look at one system.
Right. Amen.
We relied on this system so long.
Right.
Now when this system gets abrupt or starts shaking a little bit, we start feeling the effect of it.
Right.
And then fear kind of comes in and goes, we might starve today.
Yeah.
Amen. Because we've been relying on that system so long. That's the world system, correct? Y'all all right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Amen. Well, say amen every now and again, please. Thank you. Amen. Can you pull it up? We already read it out of the NLT?
Yes, sir.
We did? Let's read it again, please. Day by day, the Lord takes care of the innocent, and they will receive what? That lasts forever. Amen. They will not be what?
Disgraced.
In hard times. Amen. Even in famine, they will have more than enough. Amen. I'm going to read it to you out of the message. It says, in hard times, they'll hold their heads high. When shelves are bare, they'll be full. I tried to look it up, and I forgot to write it down, so I apologize. But during the Great Depression, I forget how many people were made millionaires during the Great Depression. But I was really shocked. I'm like, holy cow. All these people were made millionaires during the Great Depression. And have you ever read about the Great Depression? I mean, some of y'all might experience the tail end of it or something, or your parents experienced and you grew up in the house with it.
Yes.
Amen. Because the people that experienced it, whenever they started living their lives, that's how they continued to live their lives, because that really formed them.
Yes. Amen.
Marked them. Yeah, that's a better word. Marked them. Yep. Amen. So how do you see yourself? I mean, them people there didn't see themselves in a depression, the ones that were self-made millionaires. Because how do you become a self-made millionaire when the entire people are working maybe a dollar a month, maybe 10 cents a week or something crazy? But yet self-made millionaires, there was quite a few of them during that time. That really is. So they were able to look at the shelves being, they were still able to hold their heads high. Look at famine that was all around them. Look at the shelves that were bare all around them, and not allow it to affect them in any way.
Amen.
Amen. So how do you see yourself? I wrote these things down real fast. Do you see yourself in the bread line? Right? Or do you see yourself passing out bread to people in the bread line? Or do you see yourself as the one buying the bread to supply the bread line? It's how you see yourself.
Yes,
amen. That really helped me. I was like, son, you know, because at the second one, I was like, yeah, you know, I could see myself, you know, passing bread out to people, being a blessing to people. And then, well, do you see yourself as the one buying the bread to supply the bread line? I was like, son, that's a whole nother way of thinking. That's a whole nother avenue of overflow. See, because if we're blessed to be a blessing, then that's what it's about, right? When everybody else is in famine and we still have more than enough and able to bless people, help people, not just people, but even our community, our district, our town, whatever they're needing. You know, if they're in lacking, then they just be able to come to us. Hey, can we borrow a million or two? We got to do this. Yeah, that's fine. Amen. I know that just threw up a roadblock real hard. Y'all feel it? Like, it's all right. If we're blessed to be a blessing, you know, we all might not be millionaires right now. But do we have to stop just because we're not? Or can we continue forward just like we're going every day in the Word of God, right? Amen. So how do we see ourselves? Do we see ourselves in the bread line? And I'm not talking about being on welfare and things like that. Once again, me and Chelsea were on it. Yeah. We was on it for a little bit, but we came to a place where we didn't need it anymore. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I forget what president said it, or maybe it wasn't even a president that said, if you pay people to be poor, they'll stay poor.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. And so if we just, you know, don't stop, don't get lazy because you're being helped or whatever, but continue to grow your faith so that you don't have to rely on the system all the time.
Amen.
Don't be part of the statistic. Amen. Be a part of the solution. Thank you. Be a part of the solution. Amen. Because if people are supposed to see God and His kingdom operating through us,
yeah. Amen.
If I'm melting down like everybody else is when there's a shortage of food, when there's a, when gas prices are $9 a gallon, I'll tell y'all because y'all family, whenever fuel prices were up a little bit higher, I don't know what that's at. I stopped looking at fuel prices a long time ago because number one, I ain't gonna ride my bike to work. Ain't gonna happen. I'm gonna take my truck. Wanna know why? Because it's got amazing AC. So I stopped caring what the fuel prices were because I was like, ain't riding my bike. So we're going with this. But it was like $3 to $350 for me to fill up my truck. That's $300 to $350. You think I'd fall down at the gas pump every time? No. I mean, the first time I said, sweet Jesus. Don't get me wrong. I was like, well, thank God I got a supply. Because number one, I ain't walking in this heat. I ain't riding my bike to work in this heat. Ain't going to happen. I'm going to use my truck. Right. Amen. But thank God we have a supply. See, used to, I wouldn't have been able to do that. Yeah. Used to, I'd have got mad and just tried to run over the fuel pump. Or just sit there, pull the nozzle, trying to light something with it. That's it. I'm burning it down. Tired of this? This is crazy. Who do these people think they are? But when you start seeing yourself, apparently she set a few fuel pumps on fire lately. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. But if you see that and it starts messing you up, don't get feel down about yourself. Amen. We're all growing together. Amen. But once you, if you say it and you catch yourself saying it, just go, ah, no, I don't believe that. I repent of that. Thank you, God, I have a supply. I'm able to look at famine and bare shelves and not be fazed at all. I have a supply. My supply isn't my job. My supply is not this world. My supply is you, Father. And so I thank you. I got a supply. I ain't got to rely on nothing else but you and your word. Because everything will pass away, but what won't? His word. His word will remain. Amen. So if it works here, it'll work everywhere, right? Because, I mean, we're still going to have to study it when we get to heaven. Or he wouldn't have said, everything else will pass away, but what? That's interesting. If you, have you ever thought about that?
Yes.
So obviously we're still going to be learning it while we're in heaven.
Yes, sir.
Because if it ain't going to pass away,
come on.
Amen. So we might as well get a head start on it right now, right? Amen. And learn what belongs to us as born again believers. Amen. Amen. Well, we didn't get nowhere. Well, yeah, we did. I ain't going to say that. Amen. Got exactly where the Holy Ghost wanted to get. I'm just talking about note-wise. We didn't get very far. It's all right, though.
Amen.
Amen. I will tell you this one. You can write it down real fast. Job 5:20. It says, at destruction and famine, thou shalt laugh.
Amen.
You can pull it up in the King James. That's fine. In famine, he shall redeem thee from death, and in war, from the power of the sword. I think it's NIV or NLT, maybe. I forget which one it was, but it talks about, or maybe it's the, man, I forgot to write down the translation I was reading. Look up all the translations, you'll find it. It says, at destruction and famine, thou shalt laugh. That means you're able to look at it and not be affected by it. You're able to see the famine around you and not be a participator of it.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Should have heard a better amen than that. Amen. And so we're able, you know, like I said a while ago, we are growing together. Amen. So if we have been complaining, just pay attention to it. Start paying attention to what you're talking about or complaining about.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I'll talk about me. I know me. So we moved into this house, and I caught myself complaining about it quite a bit.
Amen.
I really did. And I was like, well, actually, I repented. I said, God, I ask you to forgive me. I've been complaining about this house. Thank God I ain't sleeping outside.
Amen.
Thank God I ain't out on the ground. Thank God I got a home somewhere to lay down at. Thank God we got AC. Amen. And it really just changed. I heard this one lady talk about, she got this car, and it was a used car, right? But every time somebody would be like, oh, that's a nice car, she'd go, yeah, but it's used. You know, it's nice, but it's used. And started saying that and kind of complaining about it a little bit. And so she said her next car was one that if you parked on the hill, God asked her to sow it, so she sowed it. She said, and I didn't receive anything right away. And God talked to me about complaining. He's like, well, you're just complaining about the car that you have right now. She said, so he asked me to sow it, so I sowed it to this person. It sowed, S-O-W. I know those words sound the same coming out of my mouth, but not S-O-L-D, right? Sowed.
Amen.
So I say them the same. So S-O-W. Amen. So moving on. And so the next car she got, she said that she had parked on a hill and it'd just jump out of park. The AC might work sometimes, might not other times. She said, and God kind of corrected me about complaining about the car I had.
Yeah.
And so she said, all right, God, I repent for that and I ask you to forgive me. She said, and the next car was a cherry red or something like that car. Brand spanking new.
Yeah.
Just because she changed a little bit in her words.
Yes. Amen.
Not a little bit, a lot of bit. Went from complaining to thanking God that she ain't walking.
Yeah.
Thank you, God, that I do have a car to drive around.
Yeah.
Thank you, God, I do have AC. Thank you, God, I do have a roof over my head with a shower. With a bathroom.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank God I ain't got to lay out just underneath the stars all every night.
Yeah.
Amen. Especially in the heat around this place.
Yeah.
Amen. So it does make a difference. Amen.
Amen.
We will, huh?
22.
Yes. I said 20, didn't I?
Yes.
Yep. At destruction and famine, thou shalt laugh.
Yes.
Amen. At destruction and famine, thou shalt laugh. That means we can see it, but we don't have to be participators of it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, did y'all get anything this morning?
Yes.
Amen. 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 God willing and the creek don't rise, we'll finish up next Sunday. Amen. Actually, I'm going to have Steve. I'm going to let you... what's the word?
Amen.
Dismiss us, yes.
Dismiss.
I'm going to meet y'all at the door.
Amen. That is awesome. Good word.